One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. Another great night out here at Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. We're out on the patio or whatever you want to call this thing. A little humid out here, but we got a great show for you tonight. We're brought to you by Local 150 Operating Engineers, Sheehy Funeral Home, our old pal Bob Sheehy, Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, Fox's Pizza. You gotta love that Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, Guinness, and Chicago Firefighters Local 2. So we're very proud to be here tonight. The summer is grinding along. We really have a very, very, very special guest tonight. He's been on the show 5 times. I thought it was 4, but it's actually 5. James Duke Lynch, a.k.a. Alamo, 39 years, Chicago Police Department. Vietnam vet, Bronze Star recipient, an American hero. Also did 15 years as a driver on the movies with the CPE.
Yeah.
An amazing guy, and he always is very entertaining. Welcome back, Duke.
Well, I sent for you yesterday, and here you come today.
That's right.
Okay, did you probably notice that I'm in my Alamo mode tonight?
I did. I got a feeling you wear that shirt a lot.
Yeah, I do. You know, I should have bought 2.
Oh, you got the Duke bobblehead with you,
and
too.
And the Duke. The Duke is Duke goes everywhere with me.
Oh,
he's
good.
Always in my heart.
Yeah.
You know? And the Alamo, that's the real Alamo hat, not John Wayne's Alamo.
Oh.
So I wanted to mention the Alamo tonight because...
Well, let me just give a little background. I know you've been on this your 5th time on the show, but for those who don't know, Duke, as a 5th grader, his dad took him to see the Alamo starring John Wayne. And he went back and saw it like 60-some times.
In 60, I saw it 60.
And had to repeat 5th grade
fifth
because
grade.
Of that.
Sister Rosina, yeah.
And thus began a lifelong appreciation of the great actor John Wayne.
Yeah.
And then had the opportunity to meet him when you were in Vietnam.
Not in Vietnam. I met him after, yeah.
But you were on R&R or whatever. What were you doing?
Well, I was getting out of the Marine Corps in 70.
Yeah.
And at El Toro, and Duke lived in Newport Beach. So he would do this every once in a while. He would call up the base
and send over some Marines.
But I want Marines just back from Vietnam.
Mm.
So we were in the EM club. And
Enlisted Men's Club.
Enlisted Men's Club.
Yeah.
We were half drunk already.
Yeah.
We were just waiting to get out.
Yeah.
You know. So the sergeant, the bartender... You know, we started talking about the Duke for some reason, and then the guy says, hey, Duke just called, and he called.
That's the hand of God,
I know,
my
that's,
friend.
You know what,
Come
my
on.
Life, I said, you know what,
that's an epiphany.
My life, since I was 10 years, 9 years, actually, I was a fan before the Alamo.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
Yeah, because the Alamo came out in 60. Yeah. I was born in 49.
So she wore a yellow ribbon.
Oh, the horse soldiers.
Yeah,
but never like after seeing the Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's my favorite, too.
Directed it.
And produced and directed it. Put $2 million of his own money. That was a lot of money then.
Yeah.
It cost $12 million to make because he had like 9 million extras and horses. And. But that was his life. His daughter told me when I met her that was his lifelong dream to make the Alamo.
Yeah.
He couldn't get any.
And you met his daughter at his funeral, I believe.
At his funeral.
Unbelievable.
And then I met her again a few years later at Winterset, Iowa, at his birthplace. I go down there 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
They didn't have a birthday party for him this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it last year. But 3 years ago, she was there, And his son was there. John Ethan was there, too.
John Ethan Wayne?
He named him Ethan because of his role in The Searchers. That was his name in The Searchers, Ethan Edwards.
You know, funny side story. I do a film festival every year, a little plug. And it's coming up, the 7th Annual Irish-American Movie Hooli Film Festival. It's at the Gene Siskel Film Center. We just got a new programmer this year. Her name is Rebecca Fons. She's from Winterset, Iowa.
Really?
She and her mother restored the Iowa Theater.
Yeah, I've been in. I've been in that. I've been in that theater.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she's quite a character, and she'd get a kick out of meeting you.
You know, I also met Maureen O'Hara.
That's right.
When we were doing Only the Lonely here with John Candy, who I loved.
Yeah.
He was great. We just talked about him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a John Candy story on the air.
Okay. As opposed to the one you.
Well, I'm going to tell the same one.
Okay.
Because they didn't get to hear it before. Mm-hmm. So we're filming at O'Hare, or I'm sorry, Makesfield.
By they, you mean our audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we're filming at Makesfield, and I had a festiva.
Little
festiva.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had told my kids, if I ever get killed in this car, just bury me in it, because then you won't have to buy a casket.
Yeah.
I got like 80 miles to the gallon, though. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when my dad.
It's a Ford.
It was a Ford. My dad had it, and then he gave it to me. So anyway, the sergeant says, Duke, take John back to his condo on Lakeshore Drive. He had a condo on Lakeshore
John
Drive
Candy, yeah.
while he was filming here. And I said, I don't think John's going to fit in this festiva. He said, no, it'll be okay. So John got in, and it was like the Titanic. And we just kind of went lopsided. And there was a little hill there.
Yeah.
And I said, John, I don't think we're going to make it up this hill. And he said, okay, Duke, you get out. He was the greatest guy. And, you know, he was in that movie with Amy Madigan, who I grew up with.
Uncle Buck.
And
that's right. Did you tell him you went to high school with her?
Yeah. Well, grammar school.
Okay.
And I guess him and Amy were good. We're friends. So he...
Never a fan.
He liked...
Himself.
No. Well, I shouldn't say this because I might even still see her. But...
don't.
Yeah.
Leave it out.
Yeah. But Amy was my first love in
grammar school. Oh, I didn't know that.
I took the crossing at 72nd and Paxton. She lived at 71st and Lowell.
Yeah.
I was a patrol boy.
Yeah.
And I took the crossing at 72nd and Paxton so I could cross her in the morning.
Ah.
I was in love.
Yeah.
And I actually remember taking...
Her brother went to Carmel.
And Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister,
a lot of whack job.
My sister was friends with Jim because they were the same age.
Yeah.
And I guess Jim had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
When his friend...
He has passed on, I believe.
Yeah, he passed on.
God rest his lovely soul.
He had problems with alcohol and stuff. Yeah. But he was...
Man's failing.
When I got home from Vietnam, her father did a editorial on me.
Really?
Yeah, John Madigan.
No kidding.
Yeah. He was...
John Madigan.
He was at a...
78?
Yeah, he was an Ignatius guy.
Oh, okay.
My dad said he was a liberal. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never talked politics with him, but my dad was an Ignatius guy.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, he got the brains and I got the looks, I guess. It's tough when you don't have either.
It's a good thing you're on radio.
So anyway, where was I?
You wanted a vent tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna talk about...
He's got his Alamo hat with him.
And the Alamo shirt.
T-shirt, yeah.
I want to talk about the real Alamo now.
Yes,
Because I am so upset.
It's in Texas, right?
Texas, San Antonio.
Okay.
They want to tear it down.
Because of politically correct
woke. Crap.
The woke people.
Yeah, the woke people want to tear it down. And they're going to tie it in with all this other slavery crap and all this.
Racism, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We have a pretty good governor in Texas, so I don't really
think. Abbott.
Yeah, Governor I don't Abbott. Think they'd ever Greg really Abbott. Be able to tear it down, but you know, the way things are,
it's
never,
crazy.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. By the way, I had a big discussion with a friend. I was at a housewarming party 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were tired of talking about the way things are. And
you know, we're living in a world gone mad.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. And people that you think would be with you,
yeah,
they turn out not to be with
sure.
you.
Sure.
Yeah. So, as you know, I'm a reenactor and a...
Civil War reenactor.
Civil War. Yeah. And I love the South.
I love the South.
I'm not going to defend slavery. I think it was an evil. Everybody says the Civil War was fought over slavery. It was not fought over slavery. It was fought over states' rights. Mm-hmm. 98% of the Confederate Army didn't own slaves, so they weren't fighting to keep their slaves. They didn't have any.
Yeah.
So they just tore down Lee's statue in Richmond, Virginia, and Stonewall Jackson's statue, and Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, now,
what did Lewis and Clark do?
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah. So they changed the name of the Cleveland Indians.
Yes,
to the Cleveland Guardians.
Ridiculous.
And the Blackhawks are next, I'll bet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah. They're going to change the name of Lakeshore Drive.
I heard they're going to change the name of the Blackstone Rangers to the Mutts. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Well, I was, as you know, I was working during all that nonsense last year.
I
got hit in the head with a frozen water bottle.
Oh, you were at the statue?
When they were tearing Columbus's
statue
down.
You got hit in the head with a water bottle? Wow.
And 60 policemen got hurt that night.
I remember. It was terrible.
We locked the guy up. We were able to get him and lock him up. 2 hours later, he was back.
Of course.
He wasn't even charged with anything. Mm. So, you know what? I'm 71 years old. I remember, this is why.
72 in October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why it's upsetting to me, because I fought for this country. I love this country. It's been very good to me. But I'm thinking more of like what the country used to be like.
Sure. Well, so
you know, you take the college kids today. You know, I was in Vietnam in 69. And I remember a lot of my friends were against the war, and that was okay. But they weren't maniacs like these kids today.
No. Yeah.
I mean, they want to change our country. They want it to become a socialist country.
They want to change the DNA of the USA.
Yeah. And then you know what? It's been very good to me. I'm Irish.
To all of us.
I'm of Irish descent.
Part of the Irish diaspora.
Yeah. And you know what? You know, a funny thing was, I'm a Civil War reenactor, and we have the 69th New York
Regiment?
Irish. They were
all Catholic. The Fighting 69th. Yeah.
Well, in the
So you march with, are you?
No, I fought against them because I'm a Confederate.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I think it was one of those 69th New York guys that hit me in the head with that rock. It's Shiloh.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, they talk about how oppressed everybody is in this country.
Yeah.
The Irish got off the boat in New York and went right into a uniform.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, the difference then was...
The Irish were the first slaves.
Yeah.
Who are they kidding?
Look at the famine. They let, 6 million of us die in the famine?
Yeah. They didn't let them.
We never got any reparations for that.
No. I want Irish privilege and Irish reparations.
Yeah. We should get... And you know what? No Irish need apply.
Yep.
When my grandparents got here from Ireland.
Sure.
Luckily, the Irish adapted.
Yeah.
They adapted pretty well. They took over the police force.
Sure they did.
And the police.
And politics for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're making the movie about a great Irish politician.
Yes, I am. I'm doing a movie.
See how I put that plug in for
you?
That's a great segue.
In Search of Weeping Jim. It's about the father of the Chicago flag, the late Alderman James Ambrose Kearns. He was born in Kilmina, Inishkuttle, County Mayo, a tiny little island. He came over when he was 13 years old, and he made it in Chicago, and he transformed America. The rest is history. You can see all about it in the film when it comes out in September. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
So, you came back from Nam, Bronze Star.
And pretty badly wounded, too.
Didn't Ollie North have something to do with
Ollie North recommended me for my... By the way, Ollie has
Colonel.
A book. Colonel.
He has a new book.
I call him Ollie. Mm-hmm. I called him... Well, you know, not then. Mm-hmm. I didn't call him Ollie, but during when we were there together, I called him Colonel.
Yeah.
Although you didn't say Colonel real loud, because if the snipers had heard the colonels,
they would have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ollie has a book out.
Yeah.
It's called We Didn't Fight for Socialism.
Good for him.
And I put that on Facebook. I didn't put that on Facebook, but the other day I put on Facebook, you know, our country is becoming what I fought against in Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you...
Communism.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bernie Sanders, all these people, none of the crime, none of this affects them.
They're grifters.
San Francisco is
grifter.
Gone. I mean, that's why they don't care.
Yeah.
Pelosi, Schumer, these people live
They're taking dumps on the street all over San
Francisco. Yeah, San Francisco's gone. Yeah. L.A.'s gone.
Yeah.
And that's her... San Francisco is Pelosi's district.
I know.
Plus, she's 100 years old.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, I mean,
she's frightening
my dad,
to behold.
Yeah. My dad said San Francisco was the most beautiful city he had ever been in.
Yeah.
I've never been to San Francisco, but I was close to there when I was
in a great city.
California. But it's gone now.
Tony Bennett. Well, I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah, barely.
He must be 115 by now.
He's got to be in his 90s.
Yeah. I like the way he's
having fun with Lady Gaga.
Yeah. But you know what? You take look at California and you say, you know, this was the birthplace of the John Birch Society.
In California.
Oh,
yeah, Orange County.
John Wayne lived in California.
Sure, yeah.
Reagan,
yeah,
the governor, yeah, right? So what happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
That's terrible.
When did America become so evil?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these college kids today, they want socialism.
Because their teachers have been feeding them.
Yeah,
that
that's
crap
the problem. But they're starting them in grammar school now.
Oh, sure it is.
Because my daughter teaches.
Hey, you know what? My granddaughter, Charlotte. And she was in fifth grade, and she came home and told me Columbus was a bad guy. I said, wait a minute. Who told you that? That was when she was in a public school.
Yeah.
Patty got her out and put her right in the Catholic school.
I don't blame them. But even the Catholic schools are infected now.
Yeah, they
my
are
daughter
infected.
Teaches fifth grade over here at Christina's.
Oh, does she really?
Yeah. Megan.
Yeah.
And she told me that they refused to teach the critical race
CRT,
critical. Yeah, and they wanted the white kids to stand up and say
at St. Christina,
at St. Christina's, that you know I apologize for being white. And blah blah blah. Now I'm not white.
I'm Irish.
I'm yeah. Well, I'm an American.
Yes, there you go.
I'm Irish, but I'm an American. I mean, I love my Irish heritage. It's great. Since I quit drinking, it's not as not the same.
Not as simpatico.
40 years, by the way.
Good for you. 40 years, no 40 drinking.
Years, no drinking.
Wow.
By the way, I want to mention Bob Creer, who went to the game with me last night.
Yeah. And went to the Reds game. Cubs.
Reds. Yeah, at Wrigley. Yeah. I love Wrigley, though. I mean, I hate the Cubs, but I love Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Wrigley Field is the biggest bar on the north side.
They used
side.
To say it's the biggest gay bar.
It's well, yeah. Boys
you
Town.
You walked into that.
Boys Town is right there.
I know.
That's a funny story because I brought my friend in from Tennessee,
yeah,
who's the colonel of my reenactment group.
Ah.
And I took him down Clark Street. We were going to the game.
Yeah.
We were going to a game. And he said, what's all this gay stuff here? You know, he had that,
it's
southern,
gay
that
stuff.
Southern bra, yeah. You know. Yeah. So it was kind of cool. But my dad always said they tipped Chicago on its side and all the fruits and nuts rolled to the north side. But see, fruits didn't mean what it does. Now, it's like gay. I mean, you were gay. You were
happy,
right?
Happy, yeah.
Remember, Coke was a drink and not a drug.
Yeah. Now it's both.
Yeah. I don't drink Coke anymore because they
don't want you to be white.
Well, they boycotted. You know, they took the All Star game.
They want you to be less white.
Yeah. All Star game out of Atlanta.
I know.
And so I don't.
What did
drink,
Coke have to do with
what
that?
What did Coke have? We're one of the sponsors.
Oh. Okay.
I don't drink Coke anymore. I don't drink.
Probably don't go to Subway either.
No, Subway. The spokeswoman
the
is
purple-haired the... purple-haired woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they lost, so
I
that's
know.
Good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. I saw the picture, and she's kneeling.
And there's a black chick standing
behind her. And there's a black chick standing up.
I saw that.
If you were kneeling for Black Lives Matter, why would...
And there's
black girl is standing up.
Yeah,
why would
ridiculous.
You? See, I'm watching the Olympics either. I'm not watching the Olympics. I refuse to watch the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty
and
cool.
I'm not going to be watching football this year either, so...
I mean the NFL.
Oh, the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch baseball because I'm.
You'd go to a Mount Carmel game, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Okay.
If as long as they stand for the national anthem, I would.
Sure. Yeah.
But if they, Wrigley, nobody. It was packed last night. Nobody said anything about the Wayne Mesmer.
Oh, they had Oh, Wayne Mesmer sang.
I love him.
Yeah,
I love
he's
him.
He's pretty good.
He doesn't mess it all up either.
Yeah.
You know, because
they
mess up the national anthem.
Oh, some do.
You know why? Because it's all about them.
Yeah.
It's not about the national anthem. It's about them.
I don't know who you're referring to, but I'm not gonna answer.
You know who I'm
Okay.
I don't understand, and it takes them a half hour to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And everybody wants the game to start, so you could you know, you could move it all on.
Now, let me ask you a question, Mr. Duke Alamo Lynch. So, things are completely run amok.
Yeah, gone. Yeah.
What is there a solution? What is a guy like me and you? We're both
well,
in our 70s.
The problem,
what do we do?
The problem is the young people are involved in this.
Yeah.
When you and I are gone, it's going to be all over.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now you've met my granddaughter.
My kids are okay, though.
You've met Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte, I love Charlotte.
Charlotte is conservative.
Yeah.
Amazingly so. And she will get in arguments with kids at school and everything about abortion and everything. Yeah. God bless her. She's not, you know.
Yeah. Well, I have 10 grandchildren.
Do you really?
So my kids weren't, they weren't for abortion.
Good for them.
But you know what I don't understand is they're for abortion, but they're against the death penalty.
Yeah.
How do you weigh that? Yeah. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
How do you weigh that if you're for abortion but you're against the death?
They do my what sister they're told.
My sister was like that. She was against the death penalty, but she was for abortion. Now, if you're a Catholic,
let's give it up for Delaney, our hostess tonight. Oh, she's doing a great job.
We're teaching her all about the Duke tonight.
Oh. We're having a blast here.
By the way, I got to say this.
Yes.
You know, there are some people that you look up to all your life, and then you meet them and you think, what a...
Okay.
I can't say that?
Oh. No.
Oh.
Make a note of that.
Okay. What a jerk
yes.
this guy was. Yes. Lon Santo was like that when I met him.
Oh, really?
He was a real
Pizza
jerk.
Ron?
Yeah, if you looked in the dictionary under jerk, you would have seen Ron Santo's picture.
I did not know that. Well, Billy is a great Cub fan here.
Yeah, Billy's a Cub fan.
I'm sure.
I met him twice, and he was a jerk both
times. Kidding.
He was consistently a jerk. So, you know what? If you meet somebody
he's
once.
He's dead now, you know.
And you're, that's how he got in the Hall of Fame. He had to die.
Sorry.
Now, we were talking about, I'm a Reds fan. So
yes,
we were talking
because
about
because of your dad. I know that.
Because of my dad. Yeah. Now, everybody says, Duke, why don't you be your own man and
pick the White
and
Sox?
Pick the White Sox. Well, actually, I was a season ticket holder for 2 years
with the
Sox.
Oh,
so I support the Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Duke was, dad was my hero. He was my hero.
You're an only child. No, you and your sister.
My sister. Yeah. My dad and I were very close.
Okay.
I miss him. Every day. I miss him every day.
Good for you.
Because I miss, you know, it's baseball season.
What was his name? Frank.
Frank. Francis Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah. How about that for a...
I remember asking you, what was your dad's name? And you
My middle name is
you
Frank.
You said, well, I called him Dad.
Well, you know what? I had to look in his mask card to see...
What his real name
was. What his real name because everybody called him Frank, and then some people would call him Joe. So I said,
Francis
my middle
Joseph.
Name is Francis, too.
Ah.
I guess that was my grandfather's middle name.
Okay.
So, I called him Chief because he was a chief in the Navy in World War II. He liked that.
He was also the head of the state's attorney's police or something.
No, he wasn't head, but he was in the state's attorney's police.
Okay.
Panther Raid.
Yeah.
I was in Vietnam then.
At the same time?
In 69. Yeah. It was 69, right?
I don't remember.
I think it was 69.
I know it was.
But I remember my dad telling me.
You're talking about the Fred Hampton thing?
Fred Hampton, Matt Clark. I told my dad, I said, when I got home, I said, why didn't you kill everybody? I mean, when we went into a village in Vietnam, we just didn't kill one or two people. We killed everybody.
No witnesses.
No witnesses. Well, you know why? Because you'd get a 12 or 14-year-old kid would shoot at you.
Yeah.
And then they'd run back into the village. And they were all VC sympathizers anyway.
Yeah.
Remember that line from Full Metal Jacket when the guy's in the helicopter and he's shooting the civilians? And he's... The guy says, how do you kill women and children? And he goes, you just don't lead them as much.
Oh, because they're slower.
They're slower.
Oh, my God.
That was, you know what? That wasn't, I didn't really care for that movie too much.
Okay.
But
that was Kubrick.
That was Kubrick. Actually,
pretty good movie, I thought,
The only good Vietnam movie was The Green Berets. And I'm just saying that.
What about Platoon?
Well, no, sucked.
You didn't
it
like
sucked.
It?
Yeah. Okay. There was another Gloria, Firebase Gloria with, Arlie Emmer was.
Who's Arlie Emmer?
He was the gunny.
Oh, the gunny,
That was okay. Mm-hmm. But there haven't been too many Vietnam movies. You know why? Because Hollywood's all communists.
Sure.
They're not going to make a pro Vietnam movie.
Right,
And Jane Fonda made an anti.
She's a traitor. She should be in jail now.
I still got her toilet seat.
I know. You know? Yes, you showed it to me. The Jane Fonda toilet. It's beautiful.
And you know what? She's still alive.
I know.
You know what? You know what that proves? Evil never dies.
Yeah.
She'll live forever. She'll probably outlive us.
She makes me puke.
But you know, she's sitting on the anti-aircraft gun in Hanoi.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and
she
you know
was
what?
Really a, she, not she, just a sympathizer.
I mean, yeah. Protest is one thing.
Yeah.
Like the college kids that were against the war. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But actually going to your country,
tell
your
me about
enemy's
it. Yeah. Yeah.
City and sitting on an anti-aircraft gun?
Yeah.
John Voight. Not John Voight. Who's the other guy that was with her? Donald Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
And I met him
from MASH,
because he He was doing a movie here, and I remember
Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland.
Did you give out to him?
I asked him.
What'd
I
you
said,
say?
I said I was there in '69.
Oh, did you?
When you were in.
Good for you.
Yeah, but they said the difference.
That's when he walked away very quickly.
He. Yeah, he was actually not too bad, but he. He said, "Well, you know, when you're younger, you do a lot of stupid things."
Well, I can vouch for that.
I can vouch for that too.
Yeah.
I hit a toll booth once. I had a beer in one hand, and it was raining. And you know how you get the Polish washboard on the expressway? They don't have them anymore.
Right before you get, yeah.
So I'm thinking, it's monsooning. I didn't have any windshield wipers. So yeah. I couldn't decide whether to put the beer down or get the change. So I guess I just, by the time I decided, there was a guy 80 years old in the toll booth.
Oh, my God.
He's going like
was
this.
He hurt? Yeah, he's waving.
He wasn't hurt. But I went up on the, I went up like this, ended up in the back seat.
Oh.
And I remember my dad telling me, if you ever have an accident or you ever get stopped, don't tell him you're a policeman.
Yes.
The first thing I said to the state guy was, I'm a policeman. My gun was on the floor. It was a lot. That was a lot of fun. Those were the days. I tell you what, I must have had 86 guardian angels.
Sure.
Because I went through more cars. Yeah. Luckily, I never killed anybody.
Okay.
But, you know.
We'll stay away from that anyway.
We'll stay away from that. Yeah. Been 40 years, by the way.
Now, let's get back to working on the movies. That was a pretty good gig.
That was a great gig.
First of all, 15 years with Mayor Daley, Mayor Richard M. Daley.
And I think I had the longest tenure there, too, because I saw a lot of guys come and go out of that.
Yeah.
But he liked me. He was in the Marine Reserves.
Oh, was
and
he?
And I was a Marine. And he knew my dad, too.
Oh, yeah, from the state's attorney's office.
And my dad was on his father's detail, too. So, my dad had, he always had great jobs.
Sure.
And you know what? I never knew what he did till I was, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Because he left for work every day in a suit. We didn't have a car, so he had to take the train.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't have a car?
We didn't have a car.
Wow.
He didn't drive till he was 50.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, then you didn't need a... We lived in South Shore, and 71st Street was... You could walk everywhere.
Yeah. Not everywhere.
Not every way. Now, you couldn't walk downtown, but you
no.
could...
But you could catch the
Yeah, that was a big thing for us when we were kids to take the train downtown.
Sure.
Go to Marshall Fields to listen to the albums. They used to let you listen to the albums.
At Christmas time, you mean?
And at Christmas time. My mother and grandmother always went downtown around Christmas time to do their shopping. I wouldn't go down there now.
No.
But I got
I haven't been down there in 2 years.
Yeah, I got a skin doctor's appointment next Wednesday at the... And he's downtown.
At Northwestern?
No, at 111 Washington. Downtown.
111 West Washington?
Yeah.
My brother had an office in that building for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I used to work
there. I used to go to Northwestern for the skin doctor, but he moved to this office. And
that was a nickname I had for Skinny, the skin doctor.
Yeah. How is Skinny, by the way?
He's good.
He's good?
Trying to get him to go to Ireland with us, too.
I was going to say he's going to Ireland with
us.
I'm
hoping
he is. By the way,
I'm
going to Ireland October 20th with my buddy Hooley.
Yeah, tell the world, man.
And visit the land of my ancestors.
Absolutely.
We're going to send
this will be your first trip.
My first trip. My kids have been there.
Okay.
But my grandmother, we were going to send her back for her 80th birthday, and she said, why step in when you can fly over it?
She said that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she from Ireland?
She was from Ireland.
Oh, what was her name?
What was her maiden name? I forget her maiden name.
You know what? I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, wait. McKernan.
Mary McKernan.
Because her father was the fire commissioner.
Oh, and where was she from in Ireland?
I'd have to say Donegal. My sister did the ancestry stuff.
Okay.
Looked it up.
Oh, she did. Yeah, good for her.
I think it was Donegal.
Now, do you know the story of the Lynch family in
Ireland? The Lynch family. I'm going to find out.
Oh, well, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
There was a judge.
Judge Lynch hanged his kid.
He hung his own kid.
Then it was Lynch.
His family was in the wine importing business. I know this because my buddy Philip Duffy, our Shanaki, when we were in Ireland, told us the whole story. And the father couldn't go on the trip, so he sent his son, who was probably 19 or 20, and to negotiate a deal for wine in I don't know what country. But he got in a beef on the boat on the way over with another wine merchant, and he killed the guy and threw him in the water. Okay? And he come back, and he said, I had a problem, Dad. His dad said... And they couldn't get anybody to because his dad was the judge.
Yeah.
So his father hung him from their own house.
Wow.
And then the whole town came out. That's where the first Lynch mob So that's where Lynch got so much. So that's your name.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be driving right through that area.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I my grandfather was from Cork.
Okay.
Actually, Dublin, I think. My grandfather's brother, who was going to come over here and be a policeman like my grandfather, was killed in 1921 during the Black and Tan War over there.
The Civil War in Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a little off the track, but I remember the movie Michael Collins with Liam Neeson?
I didn't
Now,
care
De Valera for it, was the...
Eamon De Valera.
Yeah. Now, he's either hated or loved in Ireland.
They say he was
a sellout. But they say he got rid of Michael Collins.
He had him assassinated.
That's what they say.
Bala Bluff.
And kind of Klarna or something. But somebody sent
Klarna
me...
Kilty.
Yeah. Well, one of my son's friends was over there, and he sent me a picture of Michael Collins in the casket.
Wow.
I'll show it to you later. I got it on my phone now.
Okay.
But Michael was tough.
He was amazing.
He was tough.
Great Irish hero. Yeah.
Now, you told me that his brother, or Skinny told me that.
His brother was Chicago cop.
His brother was a Chicago cop.
He's buried over here in Holy Sepulchre.
Oh, in Holy Sepulchre?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Wow.
Maybe it's Mount Olivet, I'm not
sure.
Wow.
Because when my father passed away, my buddy, one of the pallbearers, we were driving through Mount
Who
Olivet.
Who was your buddy? Who was
Jerry
it?
Babier.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, "Are we in Dublin? Because you look at the graves."
Oh, yeah. A lot of Irish there.
And that's where Al Capone was originally buried, too.
Yeah, but he's now in Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
His gravestone is still in Mount Olivet, though.
Is it really?
They left it there. I don't know why.
So people would go there instead of Mount Carmel.
But my grandmother didn't want to be buried. Their plot was, like, across the street from Capone's.
Yes, and she said,
That's
an interesting thing they do. I've been to Capone's grave just as a, you know.
Yeah, I did the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People throw change.
I know.
What's that all about?
I don't know. They
throw
put change on,
yeah. On the grave. Yeah.
Dini O'Banion's there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're all there.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaime Weiss.
Well, Dini O'Banion was Irish.
Oh, Northside guy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He got popped right in front of the Holy Name Cathedral.
Never shake hands with these guys. That's what happened. He shook hands and
they popped him. Yeah.
Dini was very young. He was 30-something. I love that old history, Chicago history.
Here's the other thing I was just thinking about, though. You love it, and you go back and say, things were crazy. Well, they're crazy now.
Yeah.
Maybe someday people say, boy, it was nuts then.
Well, you know, the difference is they only killed each other.
Yeah.
They never killed a judge. They never killed a policeman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they never killed a... You know, I was talking to my grandfather last time we were on, how he loved Capone.
Yes.
Well, they were notoriously corrupt, the police.
Yes.
But somehow the work got done. I mean, the city. The city that worked. I mean, they were really corrupt. I mean, they were all on the take.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Untouchables is a bunch of crap. That's all a bunch of crap. They took just as much money as the other guys.
Yeah.
But they were.
You mean Elliot Ness and those guys?
Yeah. He was a joke. The only thing he ever did was knock over a few speakeasies and get his name in the paper. But as far as, it took an accountant to get Al Capone to prison.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, my son went to Alcatraz, and you have to wait like a year.
To go there?
To go there.
Or to get in.
To
longer to get out.
But he said, you know, he saw Al Capone's
cell.
Cell in Alcatraz.
Yeah. I visited Alcatraz when I was a little kid.
Really?
I went to San Francisco with my parents on a vacation.
Wow.
We took a boat over there, and it was, wow. Alcatraz.
Took a boat there?
Well, that's the only way you can get there.
To Alcatraz, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't walk there.
I thought
there.
You meant San Francisco.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can't walk there. Well, a lot of guys have tried to swim from there.
I know
there.
It.
Yeah. By the way, those three guys.
Yeah.
Those three guys that did the masks
Wasn't
and the hair.
Wasn't
Clint
Eastwood one of those guys?
They got away.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm convinced they got away.
Yeah.
I saw a thing on the Discovery Channel the other night. The Anglin brothers and the other, I forget the other guy's name. They got away.
You know what? I just want to mention, there's the 22nd District is having their golf outing party here tonight. So that's what you hear in the background.
Yeah.
They're all.
By the way, I was a 22nd District guy for a while.
Were you really? In the neighborhood.
Yeah, I was right in the neighborhood.
Did you live on the south side then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where'd you live?
79th and Costner.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What?
St. Pete's.
Oh, St. Pete's.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I got married, too.
Oh,
St.
did you
Pete's.
Really? Yeah. 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 Which time was that?
First and second time. Okay. Well, the second time we got married in front of Judge.
A judge. Oh, that's why it didn't work out.
Shout out to my kids. I want to say hello to my kids.
Yeah.
Megan, Beth, Nora, Dan, and Bear and Ryan.
Bear.
Love you guys.
Why aren't they here?
10 grandchildren. Bear is probably.
They live in the neighborhood, don't they?
Well, Megan does.
Okay.
And the rest of them are all over.
Okay. Where's Bear live?
He lives by the United Center.
Was he at the game with you last night?
Yeah, he was. That's cool. He was feeling no pain. That's probably why he's not here tonight.
Well, good for him.
But I love the Bear.
Yeah.
I gave him that nickname, by the way.
He was at the show.
He was at the show.
Maybe the
first show.
The first time you were on.
The first show. Yeah.
Boy, we're running out of time. But
was that 2 years ago?
Yes, that was. That was
okay.
Early 2019.
I want to mention this real quick.
Yes. Get all your plugs in.
We're losing veterans every day.
Yeah.
They're forgotten. They're absolutely forgotten. Mm. You know why? Because we haven't had anybody killed.
They're also getting old.
And they're getting older. Vietnam guys, for sure.
Yeah.
But we're losing a lot of policemen, too. We just lost a policeman 2 weeks ago who killed himself.
Yeah, this was terrible.
I was
Chicago
talking,
has a much higher rate of suicide.
They have the highest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And we're losing policemen getting killed, too. I mean, it's like... Yeah. Now, you asked, how do we end this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't either. Because, you know, it's like cancer. It's not going to get any better.
No.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Because, like I said, when you and I are gone, your son will carry on the tradition.
He will indeed.
Yeah. But, and my kids will hopefully carry on the tradition. But the kids the young kids are so messed up now.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. It was bad during the Vietnam War. But it wasn't anything like it is now. Yeah. These colleges are just, and Notre Dame especially.
Oh,
I hate Notre Dame. Bob Creer, the guy I went to the game with last night, he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know how I can tell a guy went to Notre Dame?
He'll tell you.
But he went from Vietnam.
To Notre Dame.
A week later, he was at Notre Dame.
Wow.
And I was asking him about that. You know, they don't want the Chick-fil-A there.
Oh, that's
Notre
right.
Dame.
Yeah.
He's okay, though. He's one of us.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But Notre Dame, what's going on with this country? I don't
Too many
get
Googles.
It. How did we become so evil?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to come here. What?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When there's a catastrophe anywhere in the world, who do they
They want to get out here.
They want to get out here.
The streets are paved with gold,
look what's happening in Cuba.
Yeah. And, of course, they don't want to take them. Yeah.
They're flying the American flag.
Vent for me. Okay, we got to take it. We got to go.
I'm going to remember the Alamo. Don't let them tear it down.
All right.
I'll be out there.
James, Duke, Lynch, also known as Alamo, thank you. Always entertaining.
I love you, buddy.
Always great to have you.
Love you, Billy.
Love you, too, pal.
Love you, Patty.
Don't forget, you're going to Ireland with us.
I can't wait.
All right. All right, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.IE.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, Call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
And we are back having a blast here on Hibernian Radio with our old pal, Jimmy Duke Alamo Lynch. What an entertaining guy he is. And we're having a great time here. We're out in the beer garden. It's a beer garden. That's what it is, not a patio. The beer garden of the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. Just having a great time tonight. I want to remind everybody, in case you didn't know, I'm going to Ireland. You can return to Ireland with Hooley and friends for a seven-day tour of Ireland, October 21st to the 27th, 2021. We're going to Galway for three nights. We're going to be at the Fitzpatrick Castle the first night. We're headed down to Westport in County Mayo for the premiere of my film, In Search of Weeping Jim, and back to Dublin. And Alamo will be there as well. So a lot of characters from the South Side will be with us as well. So you got to join us for that. Also, September 11th, I'm very, very honored and humbled. The Emerald Society of Illinois is honoring me as their 2020 and 2021 Emerald Society Irishman of the Year. So that's going to be a blast. Saturday, September 11th, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. over at Gaelic Park, one of my favorite spots. Go to the Emerald Society of Chicago, their website for tickets, www.emeraldsocietyofillinois.org. They're $80 a seat, or get a table for $800. It's going to be a blast. I'll have lots of pals there and hope you will join us because I'm working on my speech now. I have some funny stories about not being a cop, but playing a cop in some movies and stuff. Okay. Also, the Knights of Columbus of St. Michael the Archangel, Chicago Police Council, 12173, Chicago Police Department, kc@gmail.com. The first and only police council is having a big fundraiser with Father Dan Brandt, their chaplain, on August 14th at Mayfield Banquets, 6027 West Archer Avenue. All you can eat, open bar, door prizes, dancing, music, raffle table, and much more. Tickets are $100 and a table of 10 is a grand. I'm a 501c3 charitable organization, and all appropriate deductions apply. In other words, you can get a write-off for that. Checks should be made out to Knights of Columbus Council 12173. Our pal Terry Cornell is handling tickets and everything, so you can get a hold of Terry. I don't know. Where's his email? Anyway, I'll have that later. But I'll be there. It's just going to be great. And so, you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window of Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, or any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. And he says to me, "Hey, Holy, who died?" Emmett Michael Shaughnessy, 32, passed away July 12th. Cherished and beloved son of Brian and Deborah Shaughnessy, loving brother of Kelly, Neil, and Colin. Emmett was a loving partner to Katrina Danny, with whom he raised two cats and a dog. Emmett grew up in Naperville, Illinois, and attended Wabancha Valley High School. He graduated from the University of Arizona, Chicago, Kent College of Law. He also studied at the National University of Ireland in Galway. What a great guy. He moved to Chicago and became an attorney and went into private practice for himself. He was an avid fan of the White Sox, Bears, Blackhawks, all those great teams. Emmett and his brother Colin started the Music Men DJ business when they were 10 and 12 years old, respectively, and were the youngest members of the Naperville Area Chamber of Commerce. He had a quick wit and a great sense of humor. He always trying to make those around him laugh with a seemingly endless array of jokes. This is great. They put a quote in here. Now, this kid's only 32 years old. Obviously, his family is brokenhearted. And they say, "We have lost a shining light in our lives. The world is a lesser place without him." Quote, "There is a sacredness in tears. They are not a mark of weakness, but of power. They are messengers of overwhelming grief, of deep contrition, and unspeakable love." God rest his soul, Emmett Michael Shaughnessy. Also, Bridget Ann Hennigan, or Heenahan, in Orland Park, age 89, from County Leitrim. Beloved wife of 65 years to Thomas J. Hennigan, and the loving mother of John, Sean, Mary Teresa, Michael, Noreen, Patricia, Jerry, and the late Tom. God rest her lovely soul, Bridget Ann Hennigan, or Heenahan. I think they say Heenahan in Ireland, because I have a friend who owns a bar, the Angler's Rest, Frank Heenahan. Mrs. Bridget Patsy Minnick, 85, of Tinley Park, beloved daughter of the late William and Sabina, cherished wife of the late Wilbert, devoted mother of Joe, Kathy, Steve, and Bill. God rest her lovely soul, Patsy Minnick, age 85. Teresa McGovern, age 90, of Elmhurst. Teresa was preceded in death by her siblings, Philip Emmett, and Francis. Thank you to her housekeeper, Lucinda, and caregivers, Shine and Michelle, for their service and having care for Teresa through many years. Teresa was very proud of her Irish heritage and talked often of people and everyone in her life, especially of her growing up years in Presentation Parish in Chicago. Her Catholic faith in God sustained her for all of her life. Call her a pistol or a shotgun, but she was not afraid to speak her mind and tell you what she thought. God rest her soul. Teresa McGovern, age 90. Tommy Barrett, age 84, native of Ballylongford, County Kerry, Ireland. Beloved firstborn of Mickey and Madge Barrett, father of Danny, Margaret, John, Brian, and the late Teresa. Friend to many in the Irish community in Chicago and St. Morris's Parish, where he ushered for many years. Is a member of St. Vincent's Hurling Club, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, and the Kerry Association. God rest his lovely soul, Tommy Barrett. Sabina Sheila Brosnahan, a 97, a native of Duhamel, County Mayo, Ireland, wife of the late James, loving mother of Mary, Margaret, James, the late Sheila Ann, longtime Misericordia resident, that Sheila Ann was, proud Nana of, she's just an amazing woman. Survived by her sister Sadie of Dublin, Ireland. Preceded in death by her siblings Anthony, Richard, Bridget, Mary, Thomas, Packy, Sis, and Mike. Dear sister-in-law, aunt, and friend to many. Dedicated registered nurse for 60 years in London, Ireland, and Chicago. Remember, nurses are also first responders. So God rest her lovely soul. Sabina Sheila Brosnahan, 97. Sheila Bear, loving wife and mother, passed away at the age of 66. Sheila was born in New Haven. She married James Bear. Sheila was known for a sense of humor. Those who knew her also knew tradition was everything to Sheila. God rest her lovely soul, Sheila Bear. And that's it. So let's wrap it up. Close up the crypt, Billy. And we'll take a little break and be right back on Hibernian Radio after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey everybody, this is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, Only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
And we're back on Hibernian Riddle. Just having a blast tonight. What a great crowd we got here from 22nd District. All the coppers are here. Okay, just two jokes before we leave. Two Irishmen flew to Canada on a hunting trip. They chartered a wee plane to take them into the Rockies for a week, hunting moose, and they managed to bag four. As they were loading the plane to return, the pilot said the plane could take only two moose. The two lads objected strongly. Last year we shot four. The pilot let us take them all, and you're the man, and it seemed the plane is yours. Reluctantly, the pilot gave in, and four were loaded. The plane took off. However, while attempting to cross some mountains, even at full power, the wee plane couldn't handle the load, and they went down. Somehow, surrounded by the moose bodies, only Paddy and Mick survived the crash. After climbing out of the wreckage, Paddy asked Mick, "Any idea where we are?" Mick replied, "I think we're juicy close to where we crashed last year." Okay. All right, this is a good one. The finale. Upon hearing that her elderly grandfather had just passed away, Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked her how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, "He had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning." Horrified, Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. "Oh, no, my dear," replied Granny. "Many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we figured out the best time to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm, nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous, simply in on the ding and out on the dong." She paused to wipe away a tear and continued, "He'd still be alive if the ice cream truck hadn't come along." You're listening to Hibernian Radio. We love cops, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses. Join us. Tell your friends. God bless you all. We'll see you later. Bye.
Oh, and then I wondered. Yes, I wondered. Oh, Lord, I wondered. Will I look down? My shoes.